Tiffany Rader's 30-year-old son, Joe McSweeney, was murdered 4 years ago. He left behind a fiance and a son. Rader says on the night of Joe's death, the first thing his family saw when returning home was a pair of Joe's size 12 work shoes.
With the mud still on them, sitting by the door. Those shoes were a very painful reminder that Joe would never wear them again.
Behind Rader Tuesday in the Central Library atrium sat 135 pairs of shoes, each one a reminder of a life taken by criminal homicide in 2014 in the city of Indianapolis.
135 isn't just 135 homicides, it's 135 people who were dramatically impacted by an act of violence.
Michael Hurst is the executive director of Legacy House, a local counseling center that offers services to violent crime victims and their families. He says he wants those who see the exhibit to leave with an understanding that each pair of shoes represents a person with a story that ended prematurely.
There was a little boy that came through last night while we were setting this up, and he said, "That's a lot of shoes." And then he thought for a minute, and then he said, "That's a lot of people." That's what I want people to take away.
The Victims of Homicide Memorial will remain at Central Library through Wednesday evening. A full list of this week's events can be found at wfyi.org. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Christopher Ayers.